I are co-pastoring this morning. So can we put our hands together for Jesse and the gift of Jesse? And if you don't know, Jesse belongs to, who do you belong to, Jesse? Yeah, can you see why he wasn't too keen to say his dad's name this morning? Well, God picks our parents first, what can I say? Now, Jesse and I would like to lead you this morning. Jesse, is this high enough for you? Or too high? There we go. Jesse and I will lead you through a story today. I'm hoping that whoever is singing over here won't mind too much, just so everyone can see what we are doing. Hi-ho, ready to roll, Jesse, yeah. Let's go.
How come old people like to tell such long stories?
How old are you now?
I'm 30.
Well, how come you young people no longer know how to listen well?
What?
Exactly my point. You're not even listening to me now.
Why are you judging me?
Oh, touchy, touchy, hey? Anyway, we're here to see if you understand why you are here.
What?
Exactly.
Wait, I know why I'm here.
Why's that?
To help you do your work.
What?
Exactly. Are we going to do this now?
Okay, whatever. Let's get going. Why are we here today?
Surely you know. Christmas is coming. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus.
Well, actually, we want to start at the beginning, when things were perfect and the heavens were singing how great God is, and He still is, and the skies were shouting, see what God has made, and they're still shouting. And God wrote, I love you. He wrote it in the sky, He wrote it on the earth and under the sea. Yes, things were perfect. Just like this picture over here. People could walk hand in hand with God, just like that.
Well, it still looks perfect to me.
Well, it was. Until.
Look what you've done! You've ruined it. It wasn't me.
Okay. How about this piece? See if you can, because according to you, this is why we're here, to celebrate the birth of Christ. So see if you can pop that piece up. Maybe if you try the middle.
I've tried multiple times.
Try again. You guys seem to know everything at your age.
It's just not working.
Let's see if you get it now.
Let me try this again. A very long time ago in a country where I haven't been, there was a guy named Abraham. God chose Abraham to lead his people, the Jews.
Over here. Abraham, over here, over here, over here. There we go. God chose Abraham. Now you're starting at the right place. Abraham had a son named Isaac. God asked Abraham to offer Isaac as a sacrifice to him. Awesome. Abraham, by faith, was willing to make the sacrifice. Obviously, Isaac didn't die that day because he had a son named Jacob. God changed Jacob's name to Israel, meaning the one who contends or fights with God. Maybe Pastor Russell must do a sermon on fighting with God. What do you think?
Definitely. It sounds dangerous to fight with God. I know the next part. The Egyptians came and they ruled over the Israelites. According to Exodus, now the length of time the Israelites' people lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of the 430 years, to the very day, all the Lord's divisions left Egypt.
But God had always been faithful to Israel. He sent Moses when the time was right to deliver the Israelites from the Egyptians. Pharaoh sounds like he had some real issues letting go if you read the story. Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt during the Passover plague that destroyed the whole of Egypt. Run, Moses, run! The Israelites sound like they had some real issues being freed, so they spent 40 years in the desert complaining. Do you complain a lot? Wait, I'll ask your mom. Does he complain? Mom.
So anyway, Moses had all of these rules and laws that the Israelites had to follow. Surely no one would be able to keep up with it. How many laws are there in the Old Testament?
Well, according to people who are a lot more clever than the two of us, there are 613 commandments. Whoa, yeah, 613. And you're right, no one could do enough and behave well enough to make certain that they get to heaven. So, at this point, congregation, we would like for you to write on your post-it note that will be coming around to you all the things that you think you do really well, all your good works, all your gifts, all your talents, and then come and post it for us on the cross. Imagine that, 613 commandments, 248 positive ones, and 365 negative ones. Gosh, do you think you'd be able to keep them?
Nope.
Neither. Is there anyone else here who think they'd be able to keep 613 commandments?
My
So once you have written all your good works, all your gifts, all your talents, all the things that you think you've been doing for the Lord on your little post-it note, then we invite you to come and put it on the cross. And once Lana and the worship team have posted theirs, if they could come and sing for us.